Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as well, most know, I'm usually pretty busy most of the time, but not so much busy that I can't reach out and give the word of Yahweh to someone, which is usually a daily task. As I've said most time before, if you think about it, it only takes a few minutes to find something special in a person. Generally an hour or so to appreciate them, a day to love them. But it takes an entire life to forget them once they're gone. But we do not think of our work in Yahweh this way, that is in vain. Because in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, it says, verse 10, for Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Well, we all know there's a particular history of the world past and the world present. Our history starts from our birth to our death. But those who fail to learn history are soon to repeat it. And those who fail to learn it correctly, they are just simply doomed in this world and the world to come. This is why I always say, that we're here to help you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. And welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words. Connect in the Bible books, your help, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we're in the top part of Sabbath now. We do all this because this is information you came to seek. And you have to look no further. You've found it now in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe of Yadah, we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, which is today. Our current class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on that search line, type tribeyada.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses the listing members can use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Online. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribe of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and address, and you will receive it promptly after calling that number. On another note, please do not contact any temple member doing broadcasts, or especially the seer, via email, phone, or text, before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. so please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the Truest Lights. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, as you may well know, we are simultaneously transmitting our program on PalTalk. On PalTalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. You'll find us where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shaga. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Brock Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember, when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace is in all covenant, the churches of the saints. So, we will pass our program back over to our seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. The learning is yet to begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the hell, you absolutely right. Top part of the Sabbath day, all the locations open, all six locations is open. And we just going to get a little bit in, and we're gonna turn it over to the elder once he's spread out there, and the young line is always there. You know, I remember a man told me a long time ago, he said, you know, something about you, every time I see you, you're always in the shadows of something. Around your brothers, you're always in the shadow of something. And, you know, I didn't know what that means. Still don't know what that means. But all I can tell you, Yahuwah, I'll be with y'all. And like I said again, we ready to take care of the top part of the Sabbath day. And the mothers is in the class, and mother's still in recuperating. Mother D of Israel, but she said she's standing tall, and all she got to do is follow the program, and next thing you know, old Mother D up Israel will be back in class like everybody else and grand style, because still got a whole lot of work to do on the table. And we got to be one accord, one mind, one understanding to lead all these folks that's going in a tailspin. Our people's in a tailspin everywhere. You know, like I said again, the reason people's in a tailspin, because they don't know the order of Yahuwah, and they ain't taught the order of Yahuwah. Maybe I was waiting on the bosses of materials like to get something, and we'll leave that like it is. And we'll go inside the camp and look for the young lion and bring him in, and see if we holler that microphone. Well, you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say. Young lion, brother, Micaiah Israel, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahuwah beat you there, stay right.
Yahuwah bless you,
Steve
Israel. C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Excellent. I'm going to get a cup in on the table. Then I'm going to wait on the well to get all ready. And I'm Yahuwah bless you. Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Oh, elder in the bullpen getting all warmed up, so I'm going to have my in grand style. You can bet that. All right. So let's see if we can get something going on. Top part of the Sabbath day. And remember, this is Yahuwah doing. You know, it's a statement that was written on August 28, 1963. You know what Martin Luther King said? He said something. You know what he said? He said, "I feel that my integrity have been a little short because I've gave my people over into a burning house." You know the man just said it? So, since you put up that statement with it, that he said that, he said So otherwise, see, y'all got Martin Luther King thought he was doing, but before he got assassinated, he realized that the same thing about Malcolm X. They realized they were teaching wrong and everything else. And so Martin Luther King says on August the 28th, I think it was in that Freedom March speech, he says, I feel the integrity of my people that I have given them over into a burning house, trying to integrate them, trying to integrate my people. Integrate, that's the key word, integrate. By trying to integrate my people, that's what Martin Luther King said. It's just like turning your peoples over to a burning house. Now, what are you saying? So now you see that? See, sooner or later, you'll get the message. You're going to get the message, but I'm going to get a little bit more about a young lion. He peeped at that statement right now. He says, see, my integrity, I have turned my peoples over to a burning house. You see, sooner or later, the world will recognize that everything you in is for nothing. If you ain't got your Yahuwah right, you ain't got nothing coming. So he recognized that. We're going to see if we find that speech. And Brother Makai peeping at it now. And the elders peeping at it now. The speech that he said about, I fear and my that I have integrated now. Remember that they love to play about the little black boys and little black girls holding hands, right? But he said before he passed, hallelujah, before he passed, he said, I feel that my integrity, that my integration, he said, integration, by me trying to integrate the peoples, my peoples, it's just like integrating them to be into a burning house. That's a big statement right there. Now, we're gonna see if we run that statement down. Because I don't know why they don't play that on Negro Month. They'll never play that on Negro Month. Young Lion, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 read, for the righteous spirit said, teach you. And the same out, what you want to say.
Yeah, the right spirit will do that. The right spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And Mother dear of Israel, you make sure you be doing them exercise and while you exercise in that ear right now. Make sure you exercise them arms too and break up all of whatever causing the problem. Break that stuff up. So we can get back and holler in the microphone in grand style. Mother dear of Israel. So prayer's going up for you. So now we got to take it from there. Mother D.F. Israel. All right. So now, let's take a look at something before we get that speech. What can we read, Young Lion, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20? What can we read on top part of Saturday? Remember one thing, the Passover is coming up, y'all. It's coming up. In grand style, and we're going to talk about all that good stuff. The Passover's coming up, and Yahuwah, he said, look here, I'm going to execute judgment. And that Passover is some big stuff. We're going to read in a minute and tell you what the man's saying, and we go on to the ninth chapter after that, and we'll find what he's saying about this Passover coming up. What you reading there, young lion?
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20. Verse 20 reads.
Now make it Exodus.
Mm-hmm. Book of Exodus, chapter 18,
uh-huh.
verse 20. Verse 20 read.
What it read?
And you shall teach them ordinances.
Wait, we got to do some what?
Teaching.
Okay. Teach what?
Teach them ordinances.
Okay. Order, huh? Great.
And Torah instruction.
Oh, Torah instruction.
And shall show them the way wherein they must walk in the work that they must do.
Well, that's a whole lot of stuff up in there. I see three things in there. Got to be precepts. You got to show them what? You got to show them what? You got to show them the audience, audience, and what else?
The Torah instruction.
Torah instruction.
And should show them the way where they must walk.
And show them where they got to walk.
And the work that they must do.
And show them that in this walk, and it's not just a walk, a marathon, the work you got to do. You mean all that in that verse right there? In one verse? Well, we might repeat a little bit of that for a minute. So that's a whole lot of stuff in there. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Hey, Moses, what it say in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1, and Mother E had me Deuteronomy 1:18. Let's throw that on the table just for a minute. And we're gonna peep at a little of this stuff that we hear. We're gonna peep at a little bit of it. 5 verse 1. And mother, you had me Deuteronomy chapter 1:18. Verse 1. Backed up with Mother E in Deuteronomy 1:18.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. Mm-hmm. Verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in you. Speak in your ear this day, that ye might learn them and keep and do them.
As they talk about them. So you said Moses was telling the children of Israel, look, come over here and hear something, huh? And what do he want them to hear first, Mother Z? What do he want them to hear first?
The judgment,
the statutes, and what else?
And the judgment,
which he speaks. Yeah, and what else you want? And what else? It's all that one verse. What else you want us to hear?
He wants us to learn them and to keep them.
To keep what is it then?
Keep the Torah instructions.
You mean all that in 5:1? And do Torah instruction. Now, you mean all that in verse 1?
Yes.
Ain't that something? So Moses' mission was for him to have all that. Now, Mother E, what it says that we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 1:18? Yeah, matter of fact, not only 1:18, read me verse 1, give me a name. And one, and then before you get down to 18, before you get down to verse 18, yeah, verse 1, yeah, you give me a name or what, who this a letter addressed to. No, just give me verse 1. Just give me all I want to know who this letter addressed to in verse 1. So again, this message is for who?
All Israel.
What did he tell all Israel in verse 8, 9, and 18? No, just verse 8 and 18. 8 and 18.
Behold, I have set thee land before you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yahweh swears
to your
father,
uh-huh.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Give
unto them and to their seed after
them. So when they ask about who's our biblical fathers called in the Bible,
yes.
Mother Eve, what name would you give them? They ask you, well, how do you know who is your fathers of this biblical Bible? What name would you give him right off the top? Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You see that? Right off the top, you'll give him that. Now skip down to verse number 18 and 26. Yeah, 18, 26, and verse 23. I won't know the number of these people too. I won't know the number, because right now, according to modern day teaching, all 12 tribes is called the Jew.
Yeah.
So I want to know what can we read in verse 18, 26, then kick up to verse 23.
I command you at that time all the things which you should do.
Huh? Wait a minute. You command us what?
All things which you should do.
Oh, again, but we are upon a grace. We ain't got to do nothing. So it's a commandment about all the things you got to do. What, Mother?
You got to do.
So it's some things we got to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? All right, skip down to verse 26.
Notwithstanding, yeah. You would not go up, but rebel against the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So the children of Israel did. What kind of people are they, according to verse 26?
Rebellious.
They are rebellious people. See, you got to, that's why I say you can't get excited about them, because this is their history of being, what kind of people, Mother? Are rebellious people. They refuse to do what this man got on the table. Verse, and how many is rebellious that we can read in verse 23? How many can we read?
And they said,
he pleased
me. Well, and I took 12 men of you, one of
a tribe. 12 men, one of a tribe. So how many is the Israelite tribes, Mother? Yeah, how many, according to verse 23?
12.
So you can't call everybody the Jew. And Jew only polluted for Yahdah Judah. So it's 12 tribes. See, we got to come on the scene and bring that to the table, that it's 12 tribes. All right, let's get a couple more in now. And, oh, Brother Yahdash, you be, I think he's ready to go. We'll get a couple more in. We're gonna back away from this thing. Let's see what it says. And let's go to Baruch chapter 4, verse 1 there, young lion. Let's see what Baruch's saying. Was you holding anything? Was you holding anything?
No.
You weren't holding nothing? Let's go to Baruch chapter 4, verse 1. Baruch 4, verse 1.
Baruch, chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1 reads,
mm-hmm.
This is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
Okay.
And the Torah instructions, they endure forever.
How long?
Forever.
Okay.
All days that keep it shall come to life.
So if you keep the Torah instructions, what will happen again?
Come to life.
Come to life.
But such as leave it shall die.
You going to do what?
Die.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. Turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated.
Illuminated means you be enlightened. So if you take hold to the Torah instruction, you will be enlightened. That's what it means by illuminated. You will be enlightened. Go ahead.
Verse 3.
What?
Give not your honor to another.
And don't always be in a hurry to take what Yahweh, the children, bred. But I got to put a rabbit out of that. So, Mother E, he said, read that verse again.
Give not your honor to another.
Okay.
Nor the things that are profitable unto you.
Okay, well, okay, we're going to precept that. Hey, Mother Z, let's precept that. What he mean, who he calling, otherwise don't be in such a, you know, fascinated when you, he tell you when you're dealing with other folks.
Yeah.
You know, just don't be so, just, oh, that's an honor. No, it ain't an honor. Yahweh told you it ain't an honor.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter, just say it.
Yeah,
but read again what he just said.
Give not the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 3.
What did it say?
Verse 3 reads.
What?
Give not your honor to another. Know the things that are profitable unto you to a strange nation.
You see what the man saying? What that supposed to mean, Mother E, in 4:17 of Lamentation? What that supposed to mean? Why is he telling you this? It must be something he can read in 4:17. And I'll meet you over in the 15th chapter, Mother Z, Matthew. What are you telling you? You know, that's what I say. Did anybody pull up that that statement based on what Martin Luther King said? That when he integrated his people, it's like put them in up into a burning fire.
You going to the whole speech?
No, not the whole speech. Just I want to baptize. Did he say that?
Yeah.
He said that?
Yeah, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I fear I am integrating my people into a burning fire.
You see the man said? He feared he on integrated his people into a burning fire. See, they never quote that.
Yeah.
And see, you talking about the six anointed calves, how we the body. Listen, you hear what the man said? He feared, he found out seriously that the people that he trying to integrate ain't going to do right. It's like pushing your peoples off into a burning fire. That you love to get happy when they around, but it's just like pushing yourself and your peoples into a burning fire. Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Read,
I've come upon something that disturbs me deeply.
Don't you say?
We have fought hard and long for integration, and I believe we should have. After that, we will win. And I come to believe we're integrated into a burning house.
You see that? You see that? And that's all we talk about now, rainbow and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what the man's saying? So on his conclusion, I was coming to his death. He said, you know, it seems like what I'm on now is not good for the peoples. What I'm on now is not good for the peoples of the book.
Uh-huh.
That's the part he left out. So we're telling you right now, that's not good. And what you got, Mother E? Right.
As for us, our eyes as yet fail. But our vain health and our watch, we have watched for a nation that could not save us.
You see what we do? You see what we done did?
Mm-hmm.
We are on watch for a nation that cannot save us. The nation can't help you, see, right here. What's going to help you is coming back to the law, statutes, commandments, which means Torah instruction of Yahuwah. This is the medicine you need right here.
Yes, sir.
Now read that verse 3 again one more time in Baruch.
Book of Baruch, chapter 3.
4, verse 4. 4, 3.
I tell you, chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you to a strange nation.
Now, good. Let's see what Yahuwah the Son, how he put that word, another. Now, we find out, let's see what he said behind that by going to the 15th chapter, Mother Z. We want to find out what the Yahuwah says in verse number 15:26.
But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
Now, Mo, what did you just call the other nation? You mean that's what you just said? He said it's not right.
That's what the word says.
Is that what you're reading? He said it's not right. It's just not right to do that. That's why we know we got to get a awakening. All I want to do, I'm going to throw some on the table there, young lines. Let's go to the 11th chapter, pick up verse 6 of Revelation, end time prophecy. We're going to take it down to verse 15, and we're going to turn on to the other. So I'm going to throw some on the table. I'm going to throw it on the table. Just throw it on the table. Chapter 11, verse 6.
Okay. The book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 11, verse 6.
Take it down to verse 15.
Down to 15.
Now listen to this.
Verse 6 reads.
Yeah.
These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over water to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. Verse 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them.
Okay.
Verse 8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city.
You said dead bodies gonna be well?
The dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city.
The dead bodies is gonna lie in the streets of a great city. That's where the dead bodies gonna be. Go ahead and read. I ain't gonna touch it.
But spiritually, it's called Sodom. In Egypt, polluted word from Nazarene.
Mm-hmm. So they're gonna be walking around dead in a place called what?
Sodom and Egypt, polluted word in Nazarene.
Well, I can't let the great city get away. I can't let that get away. I can't, Molly. I can't get away. Let's go to Revelation 17:18. I can't get away. So he said it's gonna be a people that's gonna be. Gonna be what again?
He said, and there, you want me to go back to
verse 8? They're dead bodies.
Okay, the book of Revelation 11, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, polluted word for Nazarene, where also our Yahuwah was crucified.
Moses, go to 37 chapter, verse number 11. Make it 10 of Ezekiel. I just got to, touch it for this national audience. Just a little bit. 37 verse 10. Who's this? Remember, your dead bodies, that means you in graves.
Yeah, right.
So who's the people he talking about? Who is prophecy is of that going to be in this dead state of mind? Who is he talking about that we can read, Mother? In the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, verse number 10. Who can we read that will be in this day and state?
Chapter 37, verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, and exceedingly great army.
So what gonna get a people to stand on their feet? You gotta give them what medicine they gotta get according with what you got to read in verse 10. What medicine they need? No. So I prophesied. Otherwise, I put some book on them. I prophesied to these people. I thought, see, listen, the only way these people going to get up, these people, they need some of this right here. Because like I say again, don't nobody put theyself in knowing if you ain't got thick skin, you don't do it. You don't put yourself on the first row of a comedian. Any comedian that, because that's what he do. And whoever on the first row, I don't care what you looking like. He going to signify on you. Put the camera on down right there. You see? And he going to look at you and signify on you. Whatever it is, he can get a good laugh. That's how he get paid. So you don't put nobody in that position because the comedian get paid. That man is a comedian. That's how he get paid. Huh?
Yes,
telling them good old jokes worldly, right?
Yeah.
So, we'll leave that like it is. So, I had a lot of slack on that too. But what can I say? What can I say? So, I prophesied. And a seen the great army stood up. Now, what's the name of this army that we can read, Mo? What's the name of this army? We're going to tie that prophecy in that. Or ride shotgun the rest of the night. Verse 11.
Verse 11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, These bones are the whole house of Israel.
They the who?
The whole house of Israel.
Okay, good. Now get down to verse 12, and where is these people at? 12.
Thus said the Yahweh, behold, O my people, I will open your grave.
Well, what did he say he's going to do?
Open your grave.
He said, I'm going to do it. But all the way to open your grave is through prophecy. I understand the Bible. He's not coming down here and push the 17 nations off of your back. You will have to have some understanding of the word of Yahweh for this to happen. See, the only way you'll come out your grave, you got to know who you are in this book. You got to know your responsibility in this book. So now, but if you prophesy to this people, a great army will stand up. Now, and Mother E, 17:18 says what in Revelation? 17:18. This great army is a what?
17:18. Revelation chapter 17:18. And after these things, I saw another minister spirit coming down from heaven, and the great
power,
and the earth was lighted with his greatness.
That's all we can get out of here. I can't get a verse called Great City in there nowhere. I'm looking for a great city. Is that 17:18? What I'm missing there, Elder? I'm looking for something saying great city. What verse is that great city in? Huh? You see it well? Come on, Mother.
After these things,
yeah?
I saw another minister spirit I'm reading
18:1. Hallelujah.
Chapter 17:18.
And what did it say?
And the woman which thou sawest.
The woman which you saw it.
Is that great city. Which reigns over the king.
That rules over the king.
Of the earth.
So you told the children of Israel, they're going to be in the great city that a nation rules over everybody. And they're gonna be spiritually dead, and I don't think they'll get them out of the grave, and you got to put some Bible on them.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
The medicine they need, and that's why Martin King seen it at his end. This thing ain't going to work. What they need is some Bible on them. But I'll tuck it as far as I can take it. See? So the only thing going to get this great army on their feet is some Bible. Some understanding of the truth of the Bible. Because you don't put your anybody with a problem on the front row with a comedian. Because he gonna go town on that. They just had a guy named Robin Robbins, and he passed something. But he's way out on that front row.
Yeah.
On that front row, he'll tear your tail up on that front row.
Yeah.
So you don't mess around if you ain't got no thick skin. Now if you got thick skin, you can do it. But if you ain't, don't do it. Come on back, young man. I'm gonna back up. Just gonna read with. I ain't gonna cut in at all. Just take it straight on down. I'm through with that. 11th chapter. Where we at now?
We just got done finished up Revelation 11:8.
Okay, give me 9.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 11. Verse 9.
Yeah.
Verse 9 reads.
What?
And they of the people of the kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in grave.
Yeah.
Verse 10. But they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another.
Mm-hmm.
Prophets. A polluted word for seers tormented them that dwell on the earth. Verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yahuwah entered into them. And they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them.
Wait a minute. That's good enough. The spirit of life got into them?
Yeah.
So you mean one day the children of Israel get the spirit of life in them? Mother Z, what that mean? Spirit of life. What's that supposed to mean? The spirit of life. Proverbs 7, verse 2. What's that mean that they got the spirit of life in them? So one day up the road, they'll get the spirit of life in them? What's that supposed to mean? And Proverbs 7, verse 2.
Keep my Torah instruction and live.
What?
Keep my Torah instruction and live.
So the spirit of life is you got to keep the what? And live. And that's St. James Baruch said. And on that note, we're going to turn on to the lead teacher, our elder. Yahdai Israel. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Yahdai Israel. Yahweh bless you,
Elsie Royal.
Yahweh
bless you, Elsie Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, we're in another part of Top Party Yahuwah 7 Day. Once again, this is Yahuwah doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And we know that that great feast, Passover, unleavened bread, right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Yahuwah made a move on our behalf, right?
Hallelujah.
He made that move because we were down there. Let's read that. What were we doing down there, Mother? Let's read that before I even get the blue book of Exodus.
Hallelujah.
What were we down there in Exodus chapter? What were we had going on, Mother? Exodus 2. And let's look at verse number. Let's take it up. Let's read a little bit of this. Pick it up at verse number 20. What were we down there doing? Y'all made that move on our behalf. That move had a name, and it's called Passover.
Hallelujah.
Let's see what we were doing down there. Yahuwah made a move on Mizraim. Book of Exodus 2. 22-24, Mother Israel of Leroy. Y'all made a move on our behalf because we were groaning and moaning, right? But we got, let's see what he said in Isaiah, Mother. He made a statement in Isaiah chapter 11. And I'm going to go ahead and give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 20. He made a statement in Isaiah chapter 11, Mother, if I can pull it out. And let's see that verse number 11. Isaiah 11, verse 11. What did he say? Not only we can look back at what he did, but he gave us a promise for something in the future, right, Mother? Let's see what he's saying.
Spirit got it.
that they'll understand that everything in creation got a name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Birds, the bees. And, when it comes down to the Most High, he don't have a name, right? He don't have a name. Ain't that something? Come on, look.
Was the man gave him,
uh-huh.
I had seen in the vision at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
being called to fly swiftly,
mm-hmm.
touch me about the time of the evening oblation.
Just bringing an urgent message to the prophet, the three of Daniel, right? He said that he called him fly swiftly. Verse 22, what did he say?
Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
And he informed me.
But when they show up, they don't come with a song and dance, right?
Right.
They don't come and want to dance with you, right?
Right.
Come on, let's do the jig-jig. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they show up, they come with some info. Is that what we read?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They come with information. And they do what?
Inform me and talk with me.
And then what?
Said, oh Daniel,
mm-hmm.
oh Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
But so they show up with the info of the Most High Yahweh, right? Let's see if Jeremiah made a statement in Jeremiah 26, Brother Micaiah. Jeremiah made a statement concerning the word of Yahweh in Jeremiah 26. Let's keep at verse number 1 and 2. What do he say? Jeremiah 26, verse number 1 and 2. Brother Micaiah, Israel, the C. Roy.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 26, verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim,
uh-huh.
the son of Josiah, king of Judah, polluted word Yahweh, came this word from Yahweh saying.
Yahweh sent the word to the seer, right?
Uh-huh.
Jeremiah. What did he say to the seer in verse 2?
Verse 2. Thus says Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh.
Stand in the court of Yahweh's temple.
He said, stand in my temple, right? Mm-hmm. And what did he say, brother?
And speak unto the city of Judah, polluted
he
word to Yahweh.
And I want you to know Yahweh Judah. A little piece of my mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read up.
Which come to worship in Yahweh's temple.
Mm-hmm.
All the words that I command you to speak unto them, diminish not a word.
He said, and don't diminish one word. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm. Verse 3.
Let's get it up. 1 and 2. Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy, Mark. Let's see if we can get a second witness. What else did he tell us? In Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and 2, Mark. Deuteronomy 4, verse number 1 and 2. Brother E. Israel, see your brother.
You know, that was a big verse of hell because the bottom line is a lot of people can't. You're supposed to stay pinned up in the dog on the Sabbath day. Don't do nothing. But they stole it wrong.
Hallelujah. Well, let's see what Moses had to the conversation. They were in sync one with another, right? One ain't come telling one story, another coming a whole different story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Moses the seer had to say in the at this time Moses is not the seer, is it?
That's right.
He's a Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and 2. What do you say, Moses?
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Verse
2,
mm-hmm.
verse 1. And therefore, hearken, O Israel,
yeah.
unto the judgment which I teach you, but to do them,
mm-hmm.
that you may live,
mm-hmm.
and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your father gives you.
Now, how many times do you got to tell you about who your dad is?
Uh-huh.
Yahweh, your father. That's a very key point. Mm-hmm. If I tell you the New Testament, all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
he's not Yahweh your father, he's Yahweh everybody's father.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to try this thing here real good tonight. Verse number two, what do you say?
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall not add unto the word which I command you.
Great.
Neither shall you diminish out from it.
So Yahweh says you can't add or diminish. Is that right?
Great. That you may keep the commandments,
the instructions
of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Pull out. I want to peep at the ministry of Paul right quick. But you know, they say Paul was on a mission to bring everybody into the cliff.
Hallelujah,
right?
Hallelujah.
But let's see how the Paul. Let's see what Paul's statement is in the book of Acts. Paul made the statement, and we're gonna read it in the book of Acts 26, verse number 2. What did he say, Mother, in the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse number 2? Peter said, you're all destructive, right?
Hallelujah.
That's what he said. And let's see why they mess it up so much, Mother. But to Isaiah chapter 20, verse 16 and verse, Isaiah 8, verse 16 and 20. Let's see why they mess it up so, Mother. Why do they twist it up so bad? Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20. Mother Israel, see right. Yes, ma'am. It's 16 and 20. Isaiah chapter 8, 16 and 20. Mother Israel, see you right.
Isaiah chapter
8, verse 16.
Verse
16. What is it?
Mind up the testimony. Seal the Torah instruction.
On my followers. Verse number 20, what did he say?
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
To the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
If they speak not according to this word,
what is it?
It is because there is no life in them.
You say now, we clear.
Right.
That they ain't got no what?
Life in them.
And now, what is that life, Mother V, in First John? What is that life that they have no part of, Mother V? The other 17 nations don't have any part of this life, right? What is it in the book of First John, chapter 1, Mother Z. Let's see that about verse number 5 or 6, I believe we're looking for. First John, chapter 1.
Mm.
Verse number 5 or verse 6.
Take your time, Elder, bring it out. Take your time and bring it out.
Let me see if I can have First John, chapter 1. Let's look at verse 5 and 6. And 5. Come on, bitch.
Chapter
1, verse 5
and
6
and verse 7.
Yes, ma'am. Read verse 4,
Jeff,
to make it appealing.
Hallelujah, well.
1 John chapter 1, 4 through 7, Mother V. What is this like that they are lacking of, Mother? Because they swear up and down that they saw themselves in the scripture somewhere. We say, we know where you're at. We know exactly
right. Where
you're at.
You know where you're at.
Come on, Mother.
Thank you.